Barbara.
Very nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
I work with Elizabeth. I'm a journalist. And I'm helping her record his memoirs. Their life story.
Yes.
So she told me that you grew up in a prefab in
Peckham. Yes.
Was it just one house or was it
it wasn't a big estate. It was like a crossroads. Two of the corners were bomb damaged. But so they built just on the other two corners. There was four prefabs each side of the road, and ours backed onto the railway. And I still remember it was numbered 101. And I moved there when I was six in 1946, and we were there 10 years. And it was lovely. The garden went all the way round, and. You know, my brother and I had a lot of fun there. We used to wave to people on the trains going by, which were steam trains then. And it was really nice. They had a built-in cooker and fridge, and the kitchen table came down out of the wall. So all you needed in the kitchen was chairs and a lot of floor space when the table went up in the wall.
And where did your parents live before?
Well, when I was a baby, we lived in Conisbrough Crescent, which is off the Bromley Road. But then we got bombed from there. So we went back to live in Peckham, where my nan lived. But my dad was doing war work, so we had to go to Nottingham for about 5 or 6 years. So when we came back, we were homeless. So we were offered a prefab. And I remember my mum was able to, they were putting just the foundation down, and she told me that she could choose which one she wanted. And she chose the one that would have the biggest garden there, because it went off like a triangle, and it was built on the site of that had been an off license and a pub. So the garden was full of pieces of coloured glass and china, and as a little girl of six, I thought that was wonderful. I collected it. And later on, my dad put a lot of it in the part of a bit of path he made. All these pieces of china in different colours.
And do you remember, were your parents happy to have to live in a prefab?
Oh, yes.
Or were they at first, were they a bit like worried about?
They loved it, but my brother and me, it was only two bedrooms, we wanted our own bedroom. So, you know, we kept on about it. So we moved when I was 16 and my brother was 12. And we went to a flat from there, which we really missed the prefab then. But, you know, we had a lot of fun there growing up. But I remember my mum being quite annoyed because a few years after that I was married, she said, oh, I stayed there.
Yeah.
Oh, because she loved it.
Yeah.
So people did, you know, detached, no neighbours. Yeah. And it was really nice. So I remember it, yeah.
Do you remember what your mother liked about the prefab the most?
Well, it was very modern at the time. It had lots of built-in cupboards. Even in the bathroom, there was a little medicine cupboard, high up, like, stuff like that. A separate bathroom and toilet. In the hallway was an airing cupboard. And the cooker and the fridge were built in. And they were a funny sort of green colour at the time, but it was modern then. And the front room had a fire with doors on it that you opened. And it had a round hearth. And, you know, if you shut the doors on it, it kept the room warm. But if you wanted it to light open fire, very cosy.
And I know that the prefabs were kind of quite cold in the winter and hot in the summer.
Yes.
Did you have that?
Oh, yes, we have that. We didn't mind too much. We were used to it.
Yeah,
no central heating, of course, nothing like that.
But hot water when you wanted.
Oh, yes. You had an immersion heater where you put money in for hot water. I'm not sure if it came from the fire as well when that was on. It might have done.
Yeah, I think there was a boiler at the back of the fire.
Yes. But, like in the summer, or if you didn't have the fire on, you could get the hot water that way. And it was really good at the time. You know, we felt lucky. Yeah. Loved it there.
Do you remember what kind of pizza it was? Because there were lots of different.
Yes, the one with the front door sort of on the corner. Not in the middle.
So is it like that one? Can you see that one? The green one?
Yes, it was that style. Yes.
So it's like the prefabs here on this estate.
Oh, they were like that.
Yeah,
they, yes.
Which is the unisecond. Well, I think they have two different kinds. One with the door in the centre, in the middle,
yes.
And one with the door on the side.
Yes, I had a friend that had one with the door in the middle.
Yeah.
We had one like that, and when you went in the front door, you were in the hallway.
Yeah.
And the toilet was facing you, and the bathroom was off of there as
yeah.
well,
yeah.
separate.
Yeah.
And then you went into the living room, and one bedroom went off that,
yeah.
and then the kitchen was there. The kitchen had a door with windows in it. Yeah, to get through to the kitchen, and my mum made some pretty little curtains for that.
Yeah.
And at our bedroom, my brother and me, our bedroom was off of the kitchen.
Okay.
Yeah, so it was quite nice.
I know that people were very house proud, very, like, really took care of
them. Oh, yes, she did. Loved it.
Yeah.
And, there was a shed in the garden as well. That,
was it like an Anderson shelter? Or was it just
No,
yeah.
Just a shed that was built when the prefab was, after the
yeah.
that was.
Yeah.
And I remember my mum had a big mangle in there.
Okay.
I didn't have any washing machine or anything like that.
Yeah.
And I used to help her with that. It was great. It was lovely. Yes, yeah.
And then, do you know what happened to the prefabs when you left?
Well, I didn't go back there for years when we left, and then when I met my husband, he wanted to have a look at it. So we went round there, and it was so sad. It was all boarded up, ready to be pulled down. Yeah, but sometime that must have been about 10 years later.
Yeah.
That we were there 10 years.
So if you moved in 1946, you stayed until 1956.
That's right.
So it was in the 1960s. It was.
Yes. It would have been perhaps 1970s.
Yeah.
But ready to be pulled down. I don't know what they built there, but never went back there. But it was great.
It must have been a nice place to spend your childhood.
It was, even though it was Peckham, which is not so nice now. And I remember on the crossroads, because there wasn't much traffic around, you'd hear a bell ring. My mum used to say, they'd come round with a horse and cart.
Yeah.
She used to say to me, go and see what they're selling. It might be strawberries from the Kent fields or cherries. She used to make a lot of jam and bottle it. Bottled fruit and that, and sometimes it would be crumpets. On a Sunday, it might be shrimps and winkles, seafood, ice cream. They used to say, who's out there? You know, they used to go out.
And what did you do with your garden? Did you have flowers? Did you?
Well, my dad grew some vegetables. He had a patch of grass and a place to sit with rose bushes, and he made a path all round, so my brother and I could ride our bikes, and we had a scooter. And at the end of the garden, he grew vegetables, and there were some fruit bushes as well.
What did he grow? Potatoes?
Yes, potatoes and salad stuff.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, really nice. Yeah.
And do you remember kind of what the neighbours who lived in like normal houses? Did you kind of ever have interaction with them?
No, where we were, not really, because there was the railway bridge and then there was the crossroads. We knew everybody in the 8 prefabs, and a lot of it was bomb damage as well, so there wasn't any houses actually that near.
Yeah.
But
okay, so you kind of had your own
little village. Yeah. There was two children in each of them.
Yeah.
But you know, usually most of them, except for two, were the same sex, two girls, two boys. But we was all very happy there. Yeah. A little church opposite.
Okay.
And we went to Sunday school there.
Okay.
Yeah, really nice.
Yeah. Have you been to this estate before? Have you seen the prefabs?
I never saw them really.
Yeah.
No, I lived on down and way for 30 years, but okay. never came down this way, yeah. actually, unless I was on a bus just going to Catford.
Okay.
But, you know, I used to go to Bromley,
yeah.
really, that way.
Yeah.
So I've never been to this church. I go to St John's Church, which is nearer to me, on the Bromley Road. I was there yesterday, because it's their 90-year celebration of the start of the Downing Estate.
Right.
So there's an exhibition there, and I was talking to the lady there about, because she had a picture of the creeper there, and I was telling her about it. She said, why don't you go to St Mark's tomorrow and tell me about this?
Yeah.
So I've never been here before. So.
And there's going to be a walk at 1:30, so you can see.
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm sure it'd be nice to see them.
Oh, yes, because it's got such happy memories. Yes.
And what did your father, what was his job?
Well, I don't really know. Something to do with making things for the war, during the war.
Okay.
Yeah.
And when he came back?
He was an engineer.
Engineer.
So, you know, he just, he worked in Barking.
Okay.
So we travelled to work.
And your mother? She stayed at home
until we were grown up. Yeah. She got some part-time work. But it was great.
Yeah. Was she? she must have missed the pre-birth.
Yes, she did.
Yeah.
She always spoke about
it. Then everything
would
be okay.
No bother with neighbours or anything like that. And there wasn't hardly any cars about at that time.
Yeah.
I remember at the Queen's coronation in 1953, we got a television just for that, really, and nobody else had one. So everybody came in, all these neighbours and the family, to watch the coronation on the telly all day. I remember her making piles of sandwiches. But you had to draw the curtains when you watched the telly.
And I was reading about that there was a women's voluntary service.
Oh, yes.
And then because a lot of the prefabs like yours were built on bomb sites.
Yes.
So people's gardens were really just like, you know, they didn't really have much there.
Right.
And I think this women's voluntary service donated plants.
And
encouraged people
like that.
To grow their...
And if you outgrew some clothes, you can take them, swap them for something that would fit, you know, it's sort of exchanging as well.
Okay.
My mum used to go to
that.
She was very good at making things, like knitting and dresses. She made all my clothes, all the curtains, cushion covers, and school uniforms. Did she do all that?
It's a shame that we could have lost that skill. It's much easier just to go and buy it.
That's right.
Because my mum used to make her, maybe she went to a seamstress to have her stuff made, but she said, like, it would all just fit so nicely because it was made for you.
Yes, she made her own clothes as well.
Yeah.
Even things like school blazer, she made all that.
Thank you very much, it was very nice
to talk to you. All my memories.
And do you have any photographs?
A long while ago, there's sort of pictures of me in the garden and standing by the wall and in the porch and things like that, but not actually inside it.
That's okay. We would love to see them because we're collecting, we're making a whole archive of people's memories. And so some of the pictures, well, most of these are Elizabeth took herself, but on the other side, there are pictures of the photographs that people donated. So we can always make a copy of the photographs.
Oh, I'll have to have a look through them.
We can give you our phone number and if you'd like to. But we can work out a way to.
We'll
make a copy and give them back to you.
I'll have a look through our photos.
That would be great.
And, there might be some I've forgotten about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Nice to talk to you.